that you've seen on film, maybe a Croy Bierman who played the edge a little bit. What did you see on tape from guys like that?
The movement, you know, and first thing when you're talking about like pass rush, usually you talk about get off. And mm-hmm. so that's one of the things when you're evaluating the guys, okay, let's look at the get off. And does he have the quickness to get off the spot? As a rusher, can you get the tackle off the spot to get him to move? So I really think that you look for that speed and quickness first. So I try to look at as many of the guys on the roster as I could to see what unique stuff they have. Mm-hmm. And that's our job to see if we can pull it out of them and see what they can do. So, yeah, it's a big topic and one, that's right at the forefront of our discussions. Just, you know, every day I kind of get up thinking about it. Let's find out more about the guys and as we're going through the whole process.
Could I ask you specifically, too, about how a Tyson Jackson and a Paul Soliai fit in your defense?
Right. We've always liked the big guys for some of the first and second down stuff. When teams want to play hardball and get big, we're equipped to do that. Mm-hmm. And then there's other games where you play in three and four receiver sets, so we'll be equipped to play that. So mm-hmm. that versatility on defense is important. And one of the things you'll hear me talk about, you know, through the years as we're going through it, whatever way a team wants to play, we'll be equipped mm-hmm. to do that. They want to get big, we'll get big. If they want to play fast, we'll have the versatility to do that. So that's why I like all the unique players, big guys, fast guys, mm-hmm. long guys, like all the good mm-hmm. qualities that the guy has. It's not just this is the only position, you know, or the only way we can play with this guy. So I like finding all the unique stuff about different players, but usually it's the speed, the effort, you know, the attitude mm-hmm. that I look for first.
So you like those two big guys then?
Yes, very much so. So you need that too. That's a part of it too for teams that, like I said, want to get big and mm-hmm. try to, you know, play a hard ball running game. You better have enough big guys or it's going to be hard on you. Mm-hmm. And then on the pass rush, you better have enough rushers or that's hard too. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Where do you have Shimbo at? He came in as an O lineman and they had to move him outside. They had to move him inside because of injuries
right.
so, and so forth.
Yeah, right now I see him working back outside. Right, okay. Yeah, so that's where I also evaluated him coming out. So I'm looking forward to working with him. And so, you know, we evaluated him as an inside linebacker from the tape this year, but I went back and even looked at him from his tape coming out, you know, because I wanted to get a sense of what he was there. So, yeah, there's going to be lots of position flexibility, mm-hmm. trying, let's keep trying, keep grinding, keep evaluating to find the very best guys to do it.
But you talked about how hand speed is really important, especially when it comes to the pass rushers. What about it makes it so important, and how do you evaluate that here at the Combine?
Here at the Combine, you really can't. It's really hard. But think about, like, for, like, a receiver and a quarterback, they can go and throw and catch, you know, all day. So for the rushers, they have to find ways. That's why that's really how I got into boxing in the first place, to learn more hand speed, more techniques. And then I found out I loved the sport. So I followed it, and I got more involved with it. But it's part of the off-season program and then part of their training, part of what we do in individual every day, just to keep working those hands as a rusher. So it's your feet and your hands that separate you. So if that's two of the most important criteria, we're going to train it over and over and over again.
John Clayton keeps telling me about the basketball hoops coming in. What's going on there?
Well, in every way, we're going to try and find ways to compete. So basketball may be a part of what we have into our program. But really, it's just a lot of fun to have other ways to compete in the building, in meeting rooms. You'll be at practice. It'll be loud. There'll be music there. Noise, just all the things that we can do to stress and make it hard on the guys. We can't wait to get started with them.
So that's the DJ? Thing.
He'll be out there, yeah. Okay. If you have any requests, let him know to Brian, and then
we'll do that.
Okay.
Yannick or the Raiders, got one quick question. What are the players, what should they expect from him? Very boisterous, very loud.
Yeah, he is a terrific competitor. I think one of the main things that Kenny's able to do, he's able to draw it out of the guys. And so I'm so excited for him to see not only what he's done with the linebacker unit, both at SC and at Seattle, now for him to have that attitude, that mindset, over a whole defense.
Yeah.
And so he's going to do a terrific job.
Yeah, you think he can handle that?
There's no doubt he can, yeah. Because I think when you're in the assistant position and you're looking for a bigger leadership role, you're always kind of watching, okay, how would I handle this scenario? Right. How would I do it? So it's a topic that he and I have talked about a lot.
Cool. Great. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Coach,
you
mentioned Dez Software, how did he eval for you? He looked like he made some plays last year.
Well, I love the speed and the length, so we're going to try that versatility. You know, is he a safety? Is he a corner? Like, we went back to look at his Senior Bowl tape where he also played corner. So I love the speed, I love the length, and he's an interesting guy for us moving forward to see, okay, what unique stuff does he have, and then try to put him in the best spot to work his skills.
Keeping on the topic of safeties, what do you think about William Moore, you know, coming off?
I've always loved the toughness, you know, that he's played with and the tackling. And really, he and Ish both made a big impression on me in terms of tackling and effort. So Kamal did a good job too, so I can't wait to get a chance to work with these guys and show them how we can feature them in this system.
Anything about Dwight Lowry while we're in that mix?
Well, I had a chance to work with Dwight during my time at the New York Jets, so he was actually on the team there, and I think his versatility is one of his real strengths. Here's a guy who's played corner, he's played nickel, he's played deep safety, he's played down, so what a really smart guy.
Wow. See? Wow.
Right, that's a wrap.
Yeah, hey, hey,
speaking of that, you were just talking about the music. I heard you like rap.
Yes.
What is your favorite?
Well, I think probably, you know, growing up, you know, in the 80s, you know, it started with Run DMC, and then we took it all the way from there. So, yeah, you still got them on. All right, you still rocking it. All right, have a good one, guys.
All right, guys. All right, thanks a lot.
All right. Yeah, appreciate it.